Thanks, everyone. Let's go. Side by side. One of them is actually a human being and one of them is a dog. So try to picture in your mind here a dog with a little four dog steps going. And next to this dog is this dog's owner. And the owner, who actually has sort of a limp because he's this old grungy guy, he's kind of walking along next to him. Probably wondering who these two people are. So let me take you to this different land here now for a little while. Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right, Game Hinge. Where the Betchies live, and they do live well. Okay, here we have this little town in the middle of this kind of weird land that has the mountain going out of it, as you heard before, in the forest, off in the distance. The forest goes as long as you can see, and you have this mountain going off in the distance. Now, these two people that I was telling you about, the dog and the guy, they used to live in the middle of town with all the other people until the townspeople started to dislike this old guy. He wasn't so old back then, but he became sort of the town clown, and people would diss him in the streets and stuff, and eventually he became so ostracized that he had to move out kind of farther and farther to the outskirts until he ended up living in this shack up in the woods somewhere and just kind of getting angrier and angrier and older and dirtier and, you know, full of hatred towards this town. And as he got more and more full of hatred, his dog, who was his best friend, kind of picked up on these vibes too, until the dog over the years turned into this evil killer mangy hound. And his name was... Harpua. So here's this old guy and his dog Harpoo living up in the woods. Meanwhile, down in the town, there's a small boy, and he lives in sort of the suburban area of the town. And on this particular day, he's down there. And we can picture ourselves going down to his house here. And it's a typical suburban house. Little driveway, little car parked. And on this day, actually, though, we find that he isn't home. He's gone out, and we try to start looking around town to see where he's gone, and we see that he's somewhere downtown, and he's in the local club, and he's in the club, and he's seeing one of his favorite bands that night, Bootsy Collins. He's brought his best friend with him. His best friend is this beautiful little cat. Now, the bass is pumping, and the cat needs to go outside. So Jimmy decides to leave Bootsy for a minute, walks out to the door, opens the door, and starts to go outside with the cat. And he tells the cat, he's holding up the cat, and he's looking at the cat, and he's petting the cat. And he's looking into the cat's eyes, and he can hear Bootsy in the background. And he's saying, oh, 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 I love you so much. You're beautiful, beautiful cat. You're such a good cat. You're my very special kitty. You're my very special poster nutbag! The door here. Don't go away until I come back. So he shuts the door and he goes back in. The poster nutbag is sitting outside the door. In the meantime, remember our evil dog Harpua has started wandering into town to look for a little action because he's full of hatred. And he's walking down the street and he comes and he hears the bass pump and he thinks, I'm going to go over that direction. And he walks around the corner and he comes face to face with the poster nutbag. Poster Nutbag looks at Harpua. Harpua looks at Poster Nutbag. Poster Nutbag looks at Harpua. Nutbag. Pua. Nutbag. Pua. Bag. Pua. Bag. And they started looking at each other and they realized it was going to be a fight. close to Santa. Close to Santa.